Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. My name's Ann Brim, and we were expecting to have a microwave installed this morning, and we haven't gotten a call from them or heard from them.
All right, so the telephone number we're speaking on, is it associated with the order?
937-219-8944.
I'm sorry, you said 937.
219-8944.
Thank you. One moment, please.
No, you had a sucker. Oh.
Arlie, you want a popsicle? Arlie?
We love this picture, you girls.
You want a popsicle? No? Oh, I didn't hear you say anything.
Yes, please. Tell Papa, yes, please.
Get in here. I don't want to pour.
Did you open it?
No, I might have when I
opened it.
Well, that's a big one. You call him about the thing.
And I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra 30, I'm sorry, an extra minute or two with the phone numbers.
We love this picture of you girls. It's so loving. Look at that. That's a picture of love. This is pretty adorable too.
You could have typed love.
Well, you don't have to say it. It shows it. That is the picture of love. You love each other so much you got your eyes closed, savoring that moment. Like when you eat really good ice cream. Savoring the moment.
All right, ma'am, I do apologize for the hold. Could you verify the name and address, please?
Richard Brim, Brehm, 8164 Julian Place, Dayton, Ohio, 45458. Would you like our delivery order number? Rowan, don't do that, please.
No, I don't need your delivery order number. Thanks for verifying that information for me. And I have your installation that was scheduled today between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., and there was a no-call, no-show?
We have not got a call. We have not. Well, we called, and they said we called Best Buy, and they said it was in transit twice, and then we called this number, Wilson House, earlier, and they said they were going to send them an email and they'd call us, but they never called us and they haven't come. We've been home all day. In fact, we had the garage door open all morning, you know, so they could come in through the garage. But yeah, we've been home waiting for them and we haven't got a call and they haven't come.
Okay, and I see the notes here where the previous agent did call, stated they sent an email over, and they left a detailed voicemail. So at this point, I could send an email over to Regional for a no call, no show to get them involved. Do you mind holding for that?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I threw the cupcakes away. They were old. You don't keep cupcakes for a week, do you, Papa? They're best the first day. But if you want, I'll make you popcorn tomorrow.
We want cupcakes.
Yeah, I know. It sounds good. But we made them last week, and so I threw them away today because I'm like, oh, my goodness, I need to wash his hands that they were in.
All right, ma'am, I do apologize for that hold. I have that escalated email sent over for the no call, no show. And you should be contacted here by tomorrow on this issue.
Okay, so you don't have any idea of, like, if they're going to deliver it tomorrow then, or?
No, ma'am, I don't have that definite answer or that information that they're going to deliver it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
But, okay, so someone should call us tomorrow, though?
Yes, ma'am. And it's pertaining to the delivery and install and the no call, no show as well.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XP and have a good day.